This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. So close to saying Tuesday. Happy Wednesday to all of you. 3 for 3 this week. Good job, Sean. Good to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Hello, my friend.
Hey, what's up, man? I had a fun afternoon just kind of taking in the rest of the league, thinking and reflecting on the Texans' offseason so far, which is it's weird to say that a team is aggressive when they're trading players away and that's the sign of their aggression. And yet, I feel like this is a pretty damn bold and aggressive move to say, look, the offensive line was a problem last year. How are we going to handle it? We're gonna tear it all down.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. And we're left in this moment where, man, it was cathartic in a lot of ways for a lot of people to trade away guys that had been huge blemishes this season and over the past seasons. And Laremy Tunsil, the best player amongst them, obviously. And yet, it felt really good for a lot of Texans fans to get rid of a lot of things that were headaches along the way. But now you are in that moment where, okay, this is where the real work begins. They were a bad offensive line last year. Getting rid of Laremy Tunsil didn't immediately or obviously make them a better offensive line. It made them a worse offensive line.
Yeah.
So now you've got some work to do. And it's building it back up from the foundation. As you said, as you appeared on Washington Radio yesterday, and we're met with, frankly, disrespect over your opinions about exactly what the Texans are doing right now, particularly the Laremy Tunsil trade. Yeah, there's work to be done. But it feels like, all right, they're going to try to mold this offense in the image of the defense, which is molded in the image of DeMeco Ryans. And you got rid of some guys that were not playing swarm caliber football.
Yeah. Yeah, there's more moves coming. That's where I'm at with it. You know, people who are like, I can't believe you traded Laremy Tunsil. Oh, my God, look at the offensive line. If you had to play today, this is what it would be. I'm like, no, there's more moves coming. Now, I don't know, Seth, that the moves that are available to them right now in free agency, and then if you draft a guy, especially a tackle, that it's a guy who's going to be ready-made to play. Although DeMeco Ryans has said, if we draft a guy in the first round, the hope and the expectation is that he can be a day-one starter for us. We'll see how that goes. But that's kind of where I'm at. Like, yeah, if they had to go play a game today, I'd be really worried about the offensive line. But there's still time to get this thing fixed. And we haven't seen what it looks like yet with, as you pointed out several times, with Nick Caley and with Cole Popovich coaching the offensive line.
Right.
You're not plunking it down into the same, to use a magnificent Gladstone word, ecosystem as you were last year. It's very different now. New offensive coordinator. We don't know what the system's going to be. Maybe the guys they're bringing in now are tailored better to do what Nick Caley wants to do than the guys that they're shipping out of here But yeah, I'm in total wait and see. I'm completely in favor of how they're going about this right now. Completely
well, and
in
I think
favor.
If you just look at it on the dollars and cents side of it, and it's probably something we neglected a little too much yesterday, but it was just so much fun to talk about the emotional stuff. You clear some cap space with Laremy Tunsil. And this is my answer to people outside of Houston who say, oh my gosh, the O-line was bad and you get rid of your one actually good pass protector. The offensive line was so bad that getting three guys around $10 million per year, if they average that are just solid veterans, not awesome, not awful, that's better for an offensive line than having one Laremy Tunsil and four guys that you can't depend
on. Yes, 100%.
So Laken Tomlinson, who they signed yesterday, he's nothing to get super excited about, but he's very, very affordable, and I think he's an upgrade over anybody that was playing at guard last year.
100% agree.
And he's been very, very, very durable in his career. He's gone 8 years or so without missing a game. So that's the kind of stuff that isn't going to make headlines on ESPN.com or anything, but you got to worry about the sum total of everything, and you can replace some of that Laremy Tunsil salary and cap hit with guys that at the very least can be dependable cogs in a five-man offensive line.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think probably, you know, for Texan fans, if you're looking at the part where they get a little anxious, it's looking around in free agency at what other teams are doing. Like the Bears, on paper, have done a massive shift with the interior of their offensive line. You know, they trade for Joe Tooney. They trade for Jonah Jackson. They signed Drew Dowman, who was the top center in free agency. The Vikings have been making big moves for the interior of their offensive line. They've got I'll call him a rookie quarterback. J.J. McCarthy has yet to start a game. So they, you know, he's going to be a first-time starter next year. They signed Ryan Kelly. They signed Will Fries. The Texans had more work to do to tear it down in the first place than going and getting the guys to replace them, you know?
Yeah, and look, there are guys out there in free agency right now
still
that you wouldn't panic if they were one of the starting tackles for your team. I mean, I think Jedrick Wills is still out there, the Justin School, guys like that, guys whose names you're not going to recognize or anything, but that are viable starters. And then you draft and see what happens after that. And there could also still be trades along the way.
And if the Texans are able to put together an offensive line through replacements and through coaching that is middle of the pack,
right,
it's a major upgrade over last year.
There's, in a lot of ways, I think you think about last year's offseason and everybody had all these dreams about this aerial assault. It was going to be, you know, oh, damn it. What was the name of the Rams offense?
Greatest show on turf.
Greatest show on turf. Yeah, it was going to be the greatest show under a retractable dome with all these receivers and all these weapons you had out there.
Yep.
I think it feels very much like a back to basics. Nick Caley has used the word fundamentals multiple times when he's done his few interviews that he's done so far. Mm-hmm. He talks a lot about the nuts and bolts of operating a good offense. And it's not really as much about scheme as it is about guys playing good, fundamentally sound football. So I like it. I'm ready for blue collar and boring.
Yeah.
I want stability. I want something that can complement the skills of CJ Stroud, but also complement the defense, because the defense yesterday in trading away Kenyon Green adds a guy who is a turnover machine in CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
And the defense, which already was a good enough defense to win a Super Bowl. If you don't look at that defense and you can say, yeah, there's certainly areas for improvement, but you don't look at it and say, yeah, that was what was holding them back. No. With a competent offense and CJ Stroud playing to the highest of his abilities, yeah, you can win a Super Bowl with that defense.
No question. And we should talk about that too. That trade came down right before the last segment of our show yesterday. The Texans trading Kenyon Green and a fifth round pick next year to the Eagles for CJ Gardner-Johnson and a sixth round pick next year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There were some things I learned. We'll dig deeper into these trades at 7 o'clock when we've got some runway to work with. I had no idea CJ Gardner-Johnson is only 27 years old.
Yeah.
I thought he was an older player just based on the fact that he's played for so many different teams over the last few years. You know, he started out with the Saints, went to the Eagles for a year, goes to the Lions for a year, goes back to the Eagles. So the two Super Bowl years, I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but he was on the team the two Super Bowl years and was on Detroit in between, a team that probably should have made the Super Bowl his year if they hadn't screwed up so many things against the Niners in the NFC title game. Dude, and this guy is hard hitter. He is swarmy. He is like dangerously swarmy. They are trying to set a record for concussions administered this coming season.
Yeah.
With CJ back there. That's CJ.
And he was injured in 2023. He only played 3 games. In the last 21 regular season games, he has 13 interceptions.
Yeah.
So you
ball hawk. Compare
that to Eric Murray, who has, I think, 3 interceptions over the last several years. I can't remember the stat. It's very, very meager. It does not stack up. And that kind of ability to force turnovers, if you can just get competent play out of the offense, that makes for not just winning the division, but getting home field advantage in the playoffs, where we know this Texans pass rush and their ability to force turnovers makes a big, big difference in the playoffs.
That's so true, man. He's been near the top of the league, CJ Gardner-Johnson has, in what they call ball hawk percentage. And it's basically just the percentage of times you've been targeted where you either get a turnover or a pass breakup. You know, you're getting your hands on the ball in some way. And I'm looking at a stat here, second in the league behind Denzel Ward. Derek Stingley Jr., for context, is fifth in the league. Feels like Derek Stingley Jr. gets his hands on the ball every time it gets thrown his direction. He's fifth. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is above Derek Stingley Jr. So you got your secondary now has two guys that this ball hawk percentage matches the eye test, plus Kalen Bullock, who feels like one of those guys, plus Kamari Lassiter, who feels like one of those guys, plus there's a physicality element to him. And then you got Jalen Petrie, who this team loves and I think is going to get a second contract, who now all of a sudden is freed up to be whatever Swiss Army knife you want him to be.
If you go back to the Dolphins game last year, where after the game, Tagovailoa basically, he wasn't trying to make excuses for his turnovers, which he had multiple turnovers in that game, but he basically made the point, man, it's hard to pick an easy guy to target when you're going against this defense. And that was as they were playing with two rookie defensive backs,
right,
and with Eric Murray out there as a safety in that game, if I remember correctly.
No, you're right.
It becomes that much more difficult. You throw Jalen Petrie and C.J. Gardner-Johnson into the mix, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's really a whole lot of fun defensively. The swarm quotient, though, still really has to be lifted on the offensive side of the ball.
Yep. And I think the good news there is their behavior as a front office and a coaching staff on that side of the ball over the last week tells us that they know that. You know, like they've at least they've at least recognized the problem. There was a feeling that I think you and I and a lot of people had at the middle of the season when either D'Amico or Nick would talk about the offensive line, where there was this concern that they weren't seeing the same things we were. And I think in retrospect, it's probably more that they weren't going to throw guys under the bus in week 9 of the season. Like, this is what we're going to love the one we're with right now, and there's no reason for us to go on talk radio or a press conference and say how bad they suck.
At one point Nick said that it was a lazy narrative that the offensive line was playing poorly. I'm like, all right, well, you just got rid of 60% of that offensive line. You brought in a guard that's going to compete with some of the guys who are on the roster already. At the very least, I feel exonerated, Sean, that we're not being lazy with our narratives about the offensive line.
I just feel like
year.
I'm not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know what I mean? I'm like,
because that was the only explanation is the one that you just gave, which is that they were not going to throw guys under the bus publicly, even though internally they very much knew it was an issue.
You're right.
But it was as close as I've come to feeling like I did in the Jack Easterby era, where am I cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah.
Like, have I lost all sense of football and how it works? Because my God, I feel like the offensive line is a huge problem.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're rolling on a Wednesday here. A new quarterback in the division. Yes, we were excited.
This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
Good stuff. We've got. We'll give our assessment of the quarterback situation at the Texans' next closest competitor in the division. We'll do that next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.